Hey friends, we are fearless. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Frances Young and we're here on episode one. The universe called me and I decided to pick up because we've been getting cues from everything and everyone. And well, we bought the equipment, we figured it out, and honest to God, we're here. I love it. And before I get into this episode, I want you to already know what your human design energy type is. And if you do know it, fantastic. Pull out your app, pull out that PDF that you got somewhere from someone, and follow along. See if what we're saying resonates with you. And if you do not have your graph, if you do not know what your human design energy type is, don't worry, I got you. You're going to go to my website at www.francesyoung, followed by CPT or catphiliptiger.com. And you're going to go to a page, Your Energy. You're going to input some information, and then you're going to have your human design energy type, and you can follow along. So let's get into it. I'm going to get vulnerable with you. I'm going to tell you my story, but first I'm going to tell you, I just couldn't fucking believe that human design was a thing that could give you the answers to how you're meant to live your life. It helps uncover all of the nuances about you that you didn't think were right, that somebody on the street would be like, what the hell is that person doing? I don't understand. And I'm going to describe my story to then show you how important it is to know your design. So, my life is all about creativity through movement. And I first started with dance, like a lot of children do. We've done ballet, we've done Highland, we've done all the things, also flamenco. And I then turned that into personal training. Post-secondary school, post-university, we got into CrossFit and it was awesome. In CrossFit, they flip a lot of tires. It's just all the time. And I fucking love flipping tires, just like everybody else. So just picture me flipping a tire. And CrossFit, like, those people are fit. Those people live like a crazy lifestyle. And a lot of people look up to them. They're like, oh my God, that person has abs. Oh my God. Oh my God. They, you know, they can lift a lot of weight. That's cool. I want to be like them. But how do I be like them? Should I be like them? There was a point where I, in my personal training career, had tried everything personally, as well as trial and error with a lot of clients on how to help people become better versions of themselves. Lift more weight, cut weight, gain if they needed to, whatever their goals were. But even in myself, I wasn't happy with how my body looked. And I could fucking lift over 300 pounds. Yeah, I could. I cannot currently, but that doesn't matter. And I mean, at this point, did it really matter? Because I wasn't happy. Oddly enough, I flip more tires in CrossFit than I do the bird. So thanks for that, CrossFit. At a certain point, I owned my own gym. I had a small business. I had a partner. I had a home. I had some money. I checked all the boxes. But the box inside, I mean, I don't even know where that check was. I was empty, essentially. And I woke up on January 1st, 2019, crying, and it, ironically, was raining outside. I think that was a sign from the universe being like, honey, we got to change something. So 2019 was a bit of chaos. I mean, chaos before more chaos. Tell me about it. By November of 2019, I moved to the United Kingdom from Toronto, Canada. So that's a distance. I packed everything up and started a new life. Then COVID-19 hit in March of 2020. So the United Kingdom kind of felt like a fumble moment. It's this moment of, whoops. And I was really happy that I moved back to Canada in March of 2020. Then there was some exploration on how do we navigate being in the health and fitness industry with COVID. And that was a whole journey, let's put it that way. And then we got to a point where we were reestablished after some chaos. Everything kind of leveled out a little bit, just like how things leveled out after the initial height of the pandemic. I was back training clients. I had quite a lot because everybody wanted to train in person and flip tires again, if you know what I mean. And I had a new partner. I had money. I paid off some debt during COVID. Yo. And again, I woke up one morning in, by this point, 2022, and still realized my boxes, or at least my internal box, was not checked. So I had all this chaos, these fumbles, this rebuild, but I wasn't anywhere further ahead than I thought I was supposed to be, or that somebody told me that I should be. And then the best part of this story enters human design. The one cool part about how I found human design was that it was by happenstance. Somebody asked me if through a DM, through my Instagram DMs, if I wanted to learn what human design was. Because at this point, I was a little bit into astrology, but I was kind of like a spiritual nerd closet person. Didn't really like to tell everybody about it, but my personal friends on Instagram knew. So I had a personal friend reach out and say, hey, do you want your human design read? And I said, sure, why not? That sounds cool. So then that was the life-changing, soul-altering moment. And through all my years of health and fitness, I have been asked questions like, what should I eat? When should I go to bed? How am I going to get the skinniest? And I've always said, well, that depends. And I think it's because I was waiting for human design to give me my answers, to give my clients, and for that box inside to get checked. So human design is the description of our energy. It is literally who we are energetically in our cells, but also who we are spiritually. So it truly connects our body, mind, and spirit, and then shows the world what that body, mind, and spirit is. And our energy comes across very differently person to person. Everybody eludes a different energy. You can tell when someone walks into a room and they've got a presence. Everyone stares and looks. They have lion energy. Like, you can't not look at a lion. Holy shit. Or someone else in a room could kind of all of a sudden just be overhead. They could be an eagle coming out of nowhere because they're stealth. But they need, their energy wants that perspective, that way of looking at the world, because that's how their energy is going to be successful to get their prey, to achieve success. And a lion and an eagle are very different. Those two animals or two energies are not designed to work out the same way. They are not designed to kill prey the same way. So why are we trying to treat human beings the same way in which we say that we should sleep the same amount every night, that we should eat the same types of healthy foods in order to be healthy and treat our body like a temple? Why would we think that training one-on-one for somebody back squatting would be the way to get fit for somebody when maybe they're meant to go to a Pilates class or a dance class or just go outside for a hike? Like, if you're not getting my point here, it seems pretty reasonable that two very different animals, two very different humans should be living different lifestyles because they are different energies. This is why human design blew my fucking mind. Why, as humans, are we trying to tell each other that we need to do things the same way in order to the way that an eagle and a lion are successful in very different ways? What I was realizing once I learned what my design was, and for those of you that know human design already, I am a generator. I learned that by listening to my body and the things that I wasn't sure if I should be listening to are actually what I should be listening to, once I followed those things that didn't make sense to anybody else, my life got a lot less chaotic. My life started to feel successful on the inside. And my box is now filled in, more than checked, with knowing and understanding and living my human design since 2022. It is now still the beginning of 2024. And I don't have the same things that I did at the beginning of 2022. I currently do not have a long-term partner, but I have a roof over my head and I have a community that supports me. I have money in the bank. I have the ability to know that my life is just beginning to take off, that I am embracing my authenticity, my energy. I'm embracing my own intuition more than I ever have at any point in my entire life thus far. I am living fearlessly. And that is through knowing that the way that my body speaks to me is the way that it's supposed to. And that at the end of the day, that's what I get to listen to without fearing that that's wrong just because somebody else told me that kale was a superfood or that I need to eat red meat every day or that I need to flip tires for the rest of my life in order to be fit. We have validity in our doctors, our nutritionists, our other health practitioners. Everything that we do to make other humans healthy and strong is important and does not need to be put to the side. However, every single human needs to discern a little more for themselves, in my opinion, what is truly correct for them. And we can do that by understanding our human design. So, through this podcast, through all of these episodes, I cannot wait for you to learn more about your design with me. Like, I'm on the edge of my seat. I cannot wait for you to learn, for this to be an educational podcast, for this to be a funny podcast, for you to come and share some stories with me and my friends and my family. And I can't wait for you to evolve fearlessly with the knowledge that you learn about your design. And so, to wrap it all up for the day, here is a Fran frequency just for you.